It's time for the emergency break of the week.
All right, are we on? Dave?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, we on, Dave?
Yeah.
Okay, we're on?
Yes.
Okay.
You're on the phone.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Dave, you got to pot Craig up. Dave?
He's not on yet. Hang on just a second.
This ought to be fun.
So, what do you want to talk about?
Are you there, Craig? Or Chase? Or...
Do you not hear
Dave?
Me?
The linchpin has been sheared, and the wheels are off.
Hey.
Craig, are you on? Craig is not on.
All right, Craig has to call.
Really kind of tough, because this was his segment.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Well, I will tell you, I'm going to try and play Craig Ranch today.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Haven't heard that one in a while. Boy, the T-Box has given us so much over the years. And who knows, they may be nominated today in the emergency break of the week. Now, my understanding, they have not done the e-break for the last two Fridays, so we got some catching up
to do.
Well,
we did it 2 weeks ago, but last weekend we didn't because of the holiday.
Okay. Who did it 2 weekends ago or two Fridays ago?
Saroy and Sean and Jake did.
Okay.
No, it was Deucey.
Oh, Deucey?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I forget who won, though.
All right. Well, here is our first e-break back from vacation, and we start with our NHL draft coverage. Now, Owen Newkirk, Bruce Levine... Very sharp. In fact, they're filling in for Norm today from 10 to noon. These guys are really good. I really enjoyed their work during Stars season. And they're ready to cover the NHL draft. So we're covered there. These guys know their hockey. They know the Stars. And they've done their homework. We're good there on our draft coverage. The problem is we had Fahey on the board. And listen to the most unfortunate drop that he plays when they have an official on with the Dallas Stars after the Stars make their pick. This is not good on the ledger for one Jonathan Fahey.
And now we'll find out. We'll get to ask the question.
All right. We have on the line for the second time in the last couple of weeks, Joe McDonnell, the director of amateur scouting for the Dallas
Stars. This sucks.
How you doing, Joe?
Good. How you guys doing? We're all excited.
Well, congratulations on the selection. First and foremost, for folks that don't know, you're the one that runs the... Well,
why
Joe, thank you so much for your time
better.
Tonight. Congratulations on a fantastic pick, and I'm sure you're gearing up already for tomorrow's rounds 2 through 7. But thanks so much for giving us some of your time tonight.
Okay, thanks for having me, guys. Take care.
Thank you, Joe. Good luck tomorrow.
This sucks.
Hey,
this.
That is Joe McDonnell, the Dallas Stars Director of Amateur Scouting.
Why did he keep playing that?
The only thing I can think of is he thought he was trying to hit the applause.
Yes. And they were right next to each other, and
okay.
He missed.
He missed twice.
You think Joe was a little defeated by that? That not only was he greeted with that, but as they're saying goodbye to him, there's Danny flying by. This sucks.
I bet Owen was freaking out, too.
Yeah, those guys are straight down the middle broadcasters. They're trying to present the NHL draft to the P1.
He hangs up the phone. Isn't that our flagship station?
There's some guy saying, this sucks. And he sounded really defeated when he said it. Right, just real quick, we just hear the first one, if we could, as the intro.
And now we'll find out. We'll get to ask the question.
All right. We have on the line, for the second time in the last couple of weeks, Joe McDonnell, the Director of Amateur Scouting for the Dallas Stars.
This sucks.
How you doing, Joe?
Good. How you guys doing?
Caused a lot of pause there with Owen of, how you doing, Joe? Maybe trying to talk over it as quickly as possible. All right, so there's Jonathan Fahey, once again, up for an e-break. And it says here, according to my ledger, that candidate number 2 is on the morning crew. Is it Sean Bass?
I think it's Sean.
Sean Bass.
Thank you.
Up for an emergency break. As he was apparently chasing butterflies, and I think this is, I'm not sure if this is from the weekend or when you guys were filling in for us.
This was last Thursday, I believe.
Okay. This is fill-in work by Sean and Jake, along with Justin Montemayor, and Sean was not listening to the program that he was on.
Not a bit.
I don't play in the NFL.
I think
please.
That happened, too, with Jerry
stop.
Sandusky. Because I think the Baltimore Ravens play-by-play guys.
That is very true. And that's actually a good tease for the Muse in the News, Shake Joint News at 7:15. because a lady yesterday named Sarah Connor reported news about a robot killing someone at a plant, and she got blown up with questions about Skynet and her involvement. And she's like, listen, I've never seen Terminator. I'm a labor reporter in the UK. I don't know anything about this.
Who was the Sandusky, the dude that diddled kids at Penn State? And then you had the radio host that was also the was that just said?
No, no.
Totally distracted.
That's amazing.
What?
Wow.
That was less than 30 seconds.
Oh, sorry.
Huh.
I guess we'll hear this Friday then.
You're not going to hear it tomorrow, but this needs to be held over for next time.
Probably so.
That.
He's right there.
That's like 500% times more disrespectful than the Grace Jones thing.
Is that on shorter time? Or that was on shorter time, right?
Yeah, here. Grace Jones was like a couple of minutes.
4 or 5 minutes, there's 10
Man,
people
there's no worse feeling in the world when you're looking at something else, maybe looking up something, and someone's talking at that point, and you don't hear exactly what they say.
And I was looking at the sparest thing on Twitter. It was Adam Levine with a backwards LaMarcus Aldridge Lakers jersey.
And that cost you detail?
Yes, completely derailed me.
Sean, you're a newsman.
I know.
How did you report that story that you just did there on the e-break? What'd you say about Sandusky?
He diddled.
Jeez. Mm.
Mm. We just stopped the music again. Mm. All right, there's one Seabass up for an e-break.
Jeez Louise.
And just as shocking.
Didn't John McKay word it that way, too, when he was reporting on it?
No, I don't think
Jerry
so.
Jerry Sandusky. No,
do you remember 10 or 15 years ago the alternate version of a Britney Spears song that you came up with, Gordo, that included the word diddle?
No, I don't.
Here, turn up the music. We'll do it off mic. No, turn up the music.
Yeah, okay. All right.
One of the many offensive songs off the air that we've heard from Gordo.
And the
over
correct,
the years.
I guess the correct lyrics are "Oops, I did it again."
Yes.
Okay. All right. Seabass up for an e-break. Also dangerous as we use some of our depth here at the ticket on different shows. Davey Lane is in drive time this week. That's really dangerous.
Love Davey.
I love Davey, too.
That's a radio white flag. That's raising the radio white flag.
No, it's not. Don't do that to Davey. He's done a good job this week. Except for this moment when they were talking about the U.S. women's national team and the greatness of Carly Lloyd and what Davey referred to her as he goes back to his days on the rant.
Elevates it to another level, and then to consider that it's her third goal of a hat trick in a World Cup final from half field. I mean, it's essentially pulling the slot machine and coming up perfect. It's that thing, that's unbelievable to have seen that happen.
Yeah, I wondered about that.
She's like a slot machine.
About that goal, I wondered about that because in hockey, every time you're at center ice, you take a slap shot, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
That's your boy.
So
that's
awkward.
The guy that you brought up. That's what you taught him.
So what's the joke? She's like a slot machine, pull the handle and everyone gets a turn. And there's something more to the joke?
I don't know if we have to focus on.
I have to admit, I was waiting for completion of the line.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's definitely a
stop
down for one.
I wanted to joke to full completion.
For one Davey Lane, who's so good at yanking a knee break. And it's been a while since he's been nominated, so it's good to nominate him again.
That was Rads trying to get it back on track.
Yeah, that was Rads trying desperately. Let's just listen to that stop down one more time.
Elevates it to another level, and then to consider that it's her third goal of a hat trick in a World Cup final from half field. I mean, it's essentially pulling the slot machine and coming up perfect. It's that thing, that's unbelievable to have seen that happen.
Yeah, I wondered about that.
She's like a slot machine.
About that goal, I wondered about that because in hockey, every time you're at center ice, you take a slap shot.
What?
What? Isn't that being a little sexist? Isn't Davey being a little sexist
yes,
here?
It's terrible.
We can't talk about a female athlete's accomplishment, and he's got to bring it back to she's just a girl, and here's an offensive joke.
Right. And he learned from the Malsta himself, one Gordon Keith, who does that all the time.
Not true.
You are the Malsta. All right, so those are your candidates. One, Jonathan Fahey, for being very ridiculous on the board. One, Sean Bass, for not listening. Or another stop down from one, David Lane. 888-787-1310. And hi, you're on the ticket.
Hi.
Who wins the e-break?
Good morning. I'd like to responsibly vote for Fahey.
Oh, thank you.
You're like
much.
A slot
thank
machine.
Thank you very much. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Give me the sea bass, sir.
Okay.
You're
thank
like
you.
A slot machine.
Enough. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Square root of Sean Bass squared equals background noise.
Still you're like there's an insult in there somewhere.
Still
Sean.
You're
I'll
like electronic
it.
Poker.
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Hi, both.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
He was too late.
Yeah. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Good morning. This is the Game Show Guy.
Hey, Game Show Guy.
Hey, today you've won a Peppermill.
That's a Fahey vote.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Hey, Ja.
Hey.
Vaginal slice, born?
No. Don't applaud that, Gordon, idiot. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Davies Loose Lots and go Canes.
You're like a roulette wheel go
okay, you don't have to
time.
Keep working in machines. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
How come Ed Carter is a liberal gay lover now?
Yeah.
What?
Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Yes.
Yes.
This is Derek Guggenhog.
Mm-hmm.
DeAndre just diddled the Mavericks.
The diddle reference. So
okay,
is that?
I guess that's a Sean vote. Okay. Hello, you're on The Ticket voting in the emergency break of the week.
Yeah, I want to vote to legalize cannabis, and Gordon, you're gay. Thank you.
Okay. Got that on the record. Hello, you're on The Ticket.
Yes, Alex. Let me have Sandusky Bedtime Stories for 200, please.
My God,
not an actual category ever on Jeopardy, but we'll put that down as a Seabass vote.
Yes.
Hello, you are on The Ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Well, good morning. I'd like to vote for Davey Lane, and I still love you madly, Giorgio. I miss you madly.
Oh, that's so sweet.
You're like at blackjack when the dealer is...
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
I vote to keep Sean Bass on the weekend shows, please. Thank you.
Hey, come on.
Hey, he's on our morning show.
Wait, I don't know if that's a compliment.
Yeah. I don't care.
It's unclear.
Yeah.
Is that a vote?
I think so.
What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, then he's a winner
yes!
for the first time ever.
Yes!
Wow, this is your first ever win? Congratulations.
Woo! You set off the sounder. As the sea bass has won for
hell
not
yes.
listening.
I don't play in the NFL.
I think
please.
That happened, too, with Jerry
stop.
Sandusky. Because I think the Baltimore Ravens play-by-play guys.
That is
Sandusky.
Very true. And that's actually a good tease for the Muse in the News, Shake Joint News at 7:15. Because a lady yesterday named Sarah Connor reported news about a robot killing someone at a plant. And she got blown up with questions about Skynet and her involvement. And she's like, listen, I've never seen Terminator. I'm a labor
wow.
reporter in the UK. I don't know anything about this.
Who was the Sandusky, the dude that diddled kids at Penn State? And then you had the radio host that was also the was that just said?
No.
So totally distracted.
That's amazing.
What?
Wow.
That was less than 30 seconds.
Oh, sorry.
Huh.
I guess we'll hear this Friday then.
You're not going to hear it tomorrow, but this needs to be held over for next time.
Probably so.
That.
He's right there. We
that's
just...
like 500% times more disrespectful than the Grace Jones thing.
Is that on shorter time? Or that was on shorter time, right?
Yeah,
here.
Grace Jones was like a couple minutes.
Four or five minutes.
You know, that is a pretty
talking.
Quick turnaround because a lot of times we'll have to like go to action further in the fourth quarter, you mm-hmm. know, to hear the second reference to it. That is pretty good to get that less than 30 seconds. And for the first time ever, Sean Bass wins the emergency break of the week.
Look at him. He's raising the
he
trophy.
He has raised the trophy in the control room, holding up number one. And there you go. Way to go, Sean. Way to go.